down giving our talk this afternoon. The title is 2D Strength Matrix Models of Low Potassium. And as you know, that is the name for visiting us for the year. So thanks. And thank you for agreeing to give the talk.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, as you know, I've been here for a year, so I'm sure that you also saw this one, because we are trying to be more technically, it's kind of retrying to be more technically, that's what I'm going to do, this is the human, he's not from the beauty world, okay. Of me now on here. Okay, so what are these going to take? So that's the stuff I'm talking about, and so I'm putting it with video. So the class 1 and 2, part 1 is basically the stuff about the US IT to 92, more or less. Part 2 has a little bit more, to 95. So that's the purpose. And this, from about 3 and 4, we began in 2003. And so basically I'll tell you the points that I've got to write home and stuff. So two dimensional strings, there are some good things that happened. You know, in contrast with 26 dimensions, more string, or 10 dimensional string. So, one of them is that there is very interesting objects in discrete space which follow. So, so we have a look at that, and one of them is platform, strengthening, from which an exact solution to all of this metaphor is known. And I hope. At the time was that since the non-linear reconstruction of conventional strings was also known, perhaps the black holes inscribed the matrix model, that hope has remained unrealized till date. But I describe what we can say about that. And the first step was that we need to describe the discrete space to the matrix model. The situation there is a little better, but still not completely conclusive. Okay, and then I will talk about the, you know, the matrix rearrangement version of the matrix model, in which we reinterpret the same matrix model instead of being a series of closed strings, a series of open strings. And so that is the open string from the single physical way, and it's described by a rolling tachyon, open string tachyon. And we see that there exists a particularly interesting non-dimensional theory version of the matrix model of the Fermion theory in terms of the two-person dimensional theory. This is nothing but the phase space of the matrix model, and in terms of that, you have an exact visualization of the fermions rather than, you know, the so-called collective infinity visualization, which can deal with only the relativistic regime of the fermions. And in terms of that, how we describe the rolling tachyon and see the conversion from the sort of open string musical game picture to the closed string master tachyon picture. And we also describe how you know, the easier we can see is to give rise to discrete states and you know, some other ways of looking at discrete states in the natural domain and some methods like this. Okay. So this is the crash course I think we should be going to think. So that's an algorithm. The algorithm has, because these are 36, there are explicitly denied 36 terms, in that I put another line equal to a constant, one or two or something. And so there is a, so this is the metric. That's the dilaton. And there is this theory, which is called tackle, like a iterative trace explanations. But this will turn out to be noxless theory because of the linear dilaton diagram. So this is the so-called, So here it is. This theory has two well-known solutions. One is the linear dilaton class A diagram. So it's given by dilaton is linear in all of the directions. The space direction is from the linear direction. This is well-known to people. And it's fast space linear. It has a tachyon background, which goes as D2D25 also has string coupling. Okay. So in the strong coupling region, the theory in which the tachyon also grows, and there's a weak coupling region in which the tachyon stimuli is not there, the tachyon background is not there, and D25 is still to scale. That also has very weak. So that's the picture, this is on the strong coupling side, and then really wall, etc. Okay. So right. And the second solution is a universal backward solution, which we have the origins. Okay, so let's try and find out the section of the fluctuations that we stand on. So for that, we write down Fishman function and this theory, and let's assume that the lambda of t, which describes the non-quadratic part of the tachyon, so let's assume that that's some sort of polynomial, and we define ourselves up to the future. Okay. So then you can easily see that if you write down t minus t bar, so by default for the linear possible solutions, so t minus t bar, we scale that by a factor of d string. Okay. So this is a normal vector of t. Okay. So you know, t is t plus t plus t times the partition. But t here is dependent on the space time. Space in this area. So S is the partition P, and you can easily see that the S satisfies the lossless scalar equation, which is equal to 0, in the regions, in the recoupling region, and it has otherwise some sort of like this. This has a sort of S square times is two string values. So therefore, in the recoupling region, this is a lossless property, and that lossless property, of course, is from the tachyon, that's the one, which is a misnomer, and it is actually lossless. How about other fields, right? So you do the same thing. We look at fluctuations, and the gauge fixing condition and the equation of motion for the gravitational wave and electric fluctuation now have additional terms. Okay. because of the lineage given by Earth. And if the lineage given by Earth says, if the lineage given by Earth is as in here, then it can easily show that although in the presence of, in absence of, the solution of these equations is trivial. It's always pure gauge. But the presence of these terms brings in, for the electric fluctuation, and if you like the same equations for the electron fluctuation, the similar equations, and because of such terms, you now have non-trivial solutions which are not pure gauge. You can easily find out when you compute the curvature of the fluctuation and so on, and this is not pure gauge. So that's the new thing that happens. Because the two dimensions, it's almost not there. But because of the linear general background, some data is there. How much is that? That's characterized by entirely by this real number. It's an arbitrary positive real number. That's all. That's all. A one parameter family of solutions. Delta G or delta Y. This is the gauge that we're choosing. That's why it's delta G or delta Y. Other gauges. So that's what it is. This is a sort of discrete configuration. It's not a discrete state, but it's a discrete configuration. I mean, it's not really a propagating state, because as you see, it's not like I something phi or I or then it's not that sort of thing. If you want to give it a momentum in the position where it's an imaginary space momentum, and zero time magnitude. So it's more probably than us, right? It's three configurations. What is there? There is this gauge in the area there, because of the magnitude. So you see that both two dimensions and linear gauge, they have road. So I just, given analogy with electromagnetic field, in two-dimensional electromagnetic field also. Okay, so this is an easier application to do, just to check. Get something at home, you can easily check, more easily than in the electric case, that this has only a pure gauge solution, but if you have this one, then you might have but only up to a proportionality constant, and that constant is the perimeter of the. So now that is about the linear fluctuation analysis of the metric electron center. But you can complete this to the full nonlinear metric electron differential equation. Okay, and to complete that, this discrete state completes itself into the two-dimensional map. So the discrete states that I talked about in the previous consonancy are actually the limit of the mass of the zero, the mass of the zero limit of a full nonlinear metric-linear solution. That's a two-dimensional map. So this is the opposite of two-dimensional string theory, in which the vector is zero and this is how the metric looks like. This sort of standard carbon gravity black hole, okay, the causal structure is pretty much like a black hole. And if you take, so M is the mass, the Indian mass of the black hole, but the equivalent of the Indian mass is the two dimensions of the black hole. You think going to but that's what it is, and when you take the last one to zero limit, okay, you find that the electric is, besides the intensities, it has a thing like this, that's exactly the energy of the normal here, and we can do a thousand things like that. Okay. Now that Travis is doing the basic things.
Yeah.
When you were actually working with the brands in the first place, was there a term for the mental thing?
Yes.
Yeah. So that was just the half. So that that's the this is getting also making this So because Q it depends somewhat on the image also from the last end, and if you think of that as another one, I mean, there's a choice here, whether you want to, you know, put all the parameters again, but N doesn't have any other parameter. So it's So it's an electric delivery system only in two dimensions, which is all to do. Otherwise, of course, it has minus one degree of freedom. It's a delivery of electricity, which has 0 degrees of freedom, but 0 degrees of freedom here are not a freedom. Okay, so normally you don't have any continuum degree of freedom, which is true. But you do have this dispute between the two. Okay, so that's of course the main point. So now, so there are of course these different directions to this thing. So the individual black hole, you can explicitly approach going by cycling and also by doing this and doing that. And you can complete the solution into a full thing to all of the same time. But however, you can write down the full control of the thing. So the existence of the control of the description, you know, sort of says that so the control of the thing is a version of the Western Union model, of this, as you know, and the a level of that is trying to use of the effective of the time. So for large buttons, you recover the connection for the control. It's the
magic point of
the case. That is the only case. There is an online state for this. And it's a gauge system, so we use the gauging process also. It's a S2-2-1 V1 for the gauging and the same port. Okay, so that was about the electric and electron sector. But we also have for example, again, in 26 dimensional collection, in 10 dimensional, so this year, so I have a whole lot, so electric delivery, high mass units, and so on and so forth. So, of course, you can't find down the equation of motion for that, like you can do for the electric delivery system, but you can do a worksheet that is of the compound theory and the BIC cohomology of that, which was done by Ian Zuckerman and back in the 90s, late in 1970s. And that was in a recast. Yes, of that was reorganized by Richard in his groundbreaking paper. And anyway, the result of that analysis is that what happens for the electric neuron sector actually happens all through. So indeed, there are these discrete states of the states and discrete configurations, which So probably for that, you will probably have a metric uniform system, give us a situation of y, and now we can have solution for some other term, some other function here, and also undependence. We can have a particular way that this s runs through any of the integers or half integers. And n is it differs from s to integers, and it varies from minus n half s plus 1 to s minus 1. So that's the picture. So you really will be knowing what would you do? What would you do? Sorry. W minus S. So W minus Sn are various vertex operators, which are proportional to these things. So this proportionally constant can say that I have written some polynomials in phi and C.
But you're seeing the dimension too.
I'm saying the dimension too. Yeah. So, okay, so you know, the linear solutions can always be unseen as vertex operators, so that is the first purpose that I'm making here. So, usually, that's typically the equation or something like that, and we have done this equation of quotient kind of analysis for that, but it is equivalent to looking at the DRC, this one. So, these guys, for the 1 plus S combination here, they correspond to discrete configurations, and you can show that there are these other kernels here which corresponds to this S value, which is I K1. K1 is an imaginary momentum, so it's an imaginary momentum, and that's an imaginary time momentum or energy. So if that is negative, then that corresponds to symmetry charges in the theory. This is all in the linear return of class space calculator. Yeah. In fact, if we need to do this, okay, it's exhaustively in the black hole diagram, still in the lens and on the lab. Yeah, that's so presumably, you know, there are perhaps there are more interesting two-dimensional black hole solutions which are the nonlinear completions of all these steps. And perhaps there could be a way of generating some solutions from the roots of this. So let me just talk about these terms. These terms over here. These terms. And they correspond to conserved currents of the one sheet, and which, by the normal constraints, corresponds to infinite dimensional. So there are infinite amount of conserved currents in the one sheet, and that corresponds to infinite dimensional symmetry of space time. And this is called the W to the case of theta. You will see that in the matrix formula, it's a limited capital that corresponds to a very simple thing that was supposed to be area preserving different morphisms of the phase space of the matrix property. But in terms of space time, you can write down such phase transformations where these states can be constructed from those cells. There's an interesting bit, when I get to the subtleties of this equation here, this is small W infinity as it is tangent to W infinity. So this is the semi-classical limit of the matrix form of W infinity as you saw. And so in the semi-classical limit, the tachyons, these charges, these symmetries, transform tachyons into tachyons, and discrete states into discrete states. If we go to finite up to constant, then they another subject of which we are interested in. So let me now go into the matrix model. So as everybody knows, so this two-dimensional string theory corresponds to the matrix forms mechanics with this dimension, and the singular section of that corresponds to n free from n string dimension of our sort. And of course, this potential is now below, but that's no problem, because in the limit of n going to infinity, you can fill it up from the bottom wherever it is, all the way up to some higher level, and that's the Fermi level. And like in any solid state system, the energy levels of these fermions, individual fermions, near the fermion, they are relativistic in some type of its coordinate. So this is an important thing to note, that it is not an original x-coordinate that is the x-coordinate. This is in some appropriate coordinate, which is defined inside a function. So you can easily do this much calculation, you can easily do just in WKB approximation. You can write down the WKB wave function for this, okay, using this highest for etc. And make an expansion of that energy, this quantity minus V, around the Fermi level, very quickly then, it just gets trivially. So in terms of this tau vector, this is the name of my fortunate expression, tau means space. Okay. And in terms of that, this aspect, this is both vector and angular, very quickly. So, okay, I have here actually built out the Fermi level, the Fermi on both sides of this tension, which is the only non-perturbatively consistent way of defining the matrix model. Otherwise, if you put that line up here, and then the constant on the entire region in parameter space of Fermi levels, and which is built all the way up there, then there is Fermi, and this will be mathematical. Do this, of course, the current interpretation of this whole both-sided
equation.
So what you see is that the times here briefly, and we can come to that also. So, but the lesson from this stage is that near Fermi level, okay, the Fermi wave functions in the appropriate coordinate look like relativistic. And as you all know, and three masters of physics, as you saw for this explanation. And as you know, three masters fermions in 1 plus 1 dimensions through the bulk of the Fermi-Leibniz system, they are equivalent to three masters bosons in 1 plus 1. So that's the two dimensions of boson addition. And the three masters bosons will get mapped to the three masters bosons of the three-dimensional string theory, which are called the tractors. So that's the map. So that's the way we get this figure to the relativistic the problem near the Fermi level, the new masters bosons, and that is the fermions. And you can also show that non-relativistic corrections for the fermions correspond to interactions. So now we will go to some technology. So in plane space, we remember the energy of this, the energy function of this body is p square minus p. Minus p square is the tension. And the constant energy trajectories are hyperbolic. P square minus p square is constant. Okay? Now, I'm still in the era of overlays, and I haven't mastered it all yet. Yeah. So, So what kind of interaction can you have in this thing? So this green stuff, the pixel, that's the folder, and all everything here is filled out. So in the same classical observation, this statement is true. Okay. The expectation value of any operator of this form. So all the operators in the product area are this form. It's a sign which of a one particle operator O between the product fields. Okay. That's it. This is the operator content of the product field. Okay. And semi-classical approximation simply means that you say, well, the this is that the fermions occupy some number of cells in phase space. They are there or not. So it's like one or zero. So the ones where the fermion field is there, that is a field region of the fermion field. And so you simply integrate this function over the region of the fermion fluid. And the simplest fermion fluid thing, okay, which is a small resolution of the field probability, is this. Okay. That there is a little dip that we have created. Okay. And of course, there has to be some other kind of dip which preserves the area. The area has to preserve. And the description of such a fermion fluid region is by looking at the two, so you look at two points, P plus X and P minus X, which will also be deformation, and map your fermion fluid observables, further observable in terms of P plus and P minus. For instance, the number density is simply P plus X minus P minus X. That's rho of X. This one is also using the momentum density, which is P integrated, so that was 1 from P minus P plus. P from P minus P plus, so that is P plus square minus P minus square. And Hamiltonian is t squared minus x squared integrated again, doing the same plus. And here you are. Okay, so this is the 2 plus t minus Hamiltonian of the so-called collective field Hamiltonian. Okay. And in order to identify with this massless flux friction, this is what we do. These green values are the ones which ones for the field velocity and these are the fluctuations. So if you define now in terms of these fluctuations a new field, then as we gained earlier, this field will be a massless scalar field. So that's pi dot square plus, sorry, s dot square plus s prime square, s bar, and some s bar cube interaction, which has a coupling constant that we're going to do twice now. So the correspondence with two-dimensional string theory now is the following, that the time remains the time, the what I call tau here, space directional matrix body, which came essentially from the elements that gets related to the usual space calculation pi, and this is what it is. The S bar field of the matrix body, the massless scale of the matrix body, is related to the string theory jacket by this rule. If the oscillators on this side are called alpha plus and alpha minus, and the oscillators on that side are called alpha plus bar and alpha is not any other. So plus means left to left and minus means right to left. Then they are identified, but not directly, but need so-called length factors. These were found out by comparing the amplitudes of the negative point amplitudes and the string theory amplitudes, which were done in the beginning of the week by my sheet analysis. And this is how, so this is in the momentum space, and in Fourier space, it looks like that. I'll come back to this one with later features of these functions, but right at the moment, I just wanted you to know that this is a non-local reach. So a Dacier, so a massless, a pulse of a massless contribution in the latest modeling gets related to a non-local thing in the field. So this is the stuff that we were debating in 6 months. Okay, so continuing on with the topology. So I want to now say that P plus and minus Fourier relation of the Fourier field is rather limited, and minus thing, the point that it was limited in two ways. I can have a Fourier fluid phi such that an x equals constant time can cut it, not in just places, but in t places, like for the state for the point. In fact, this would also be like that in four places. So it's not just p plus and p minus. So p plus, p minus, p plus prime, p minus prime, etc. So p plus minus is another restricted kind of Fourier derivation of the Fourier fluid. So that or it could have something here, a space density, instead of being a sharp profile for finite GS, it could be something which is fuzzy. So for fuzzy, there is no profile at all. It doesn't cut any particular point. So we will in fact consider this one in great detail. You can consider the GZ array and description of the GZ array, and you will see that in some other description in terms of the phase space density, there is GZ more there. So the fuzziness of this sort of the fuzzy law is of the order of G-string. So it is only in the possible limit that you have sharp profiles, but even for sharp profiles, you have non-quadratic profiles, and the result is a very free description of the so we have a more pages of geometry. So the correct bosonic description of fermions is in terms of phi locals. So Fermi field, and if you take a certain dimensions of the bilocal in the Fermi field, bilocal bilinear, you get what is called phase space density of the linear phase space distribution function. And in fact, in terms of this relation now, without any further approximation, you can rewrite the Fermion path integral in terms of the path integral in terms of this relation, which is a field in beta formulation. So if you are given the details of the measure and the action here, but the equation of motion is given by this, where h is the function. The star product is the star product that we all got familiar with much later, between the properties of the sum terms, etc. And the invariable that actually satisfies this new star in the constraint, which is exactly the solution for the case. The sound of as well, and first is the phase space density. So therefore, it should satisfy this integral constraint that the total area has to be n, which is the fermions. So therefore, this is a non-commutative gradient with non-commutativity parameter Cx.
It's only the T
relation. It's in the T relation. T is so, from this
so this is the same for me, right?
Basically, it's like if you have so u star equals u, this condition becomes in terms of the other guy, let's say for psi x y, psi x y. So this is this here substitute relation to this one. This is the derivation of that. So this relation here becomes simply this. Now that is really true because the here we have essentially. This is psi x, psi y, and psi z. But you have integral here. But this is the number of it. So that's n. So modulus of the scaling now we can this. So that's just q. Okay, so that is how the u star equals u constraint comes about. Of course, it's a constraint field theory, so it's not so easy to solve. But in the cases that we'll describe, it will be able to it will be possible to solve it. Okay, so unfortunately, still going through this. So this is the last couple of aspects of technology. So now, so this Lake-Poon transformation which gave us the string theory tactile from the P plus P minus fields which were committed to a particular kind of profile and also the configurations. Now we have a more general thing, okay, in which there is no commitment of the Q fluctuation to be a sharp profile or positive profile or any such thing, we can get strictly factored. Of course, it's more complicated. You buy the configuration, and it's, but these things are explicitly known. We have computed that, okay, in configuration theory, e minus 2x, okay, up to second order. And of course, there is also this principle. In case UPQG is on the form of a positive profile, in the case this confirmative theory satisfies the right between the consolation, you get that thing. But this thing is more general and it works even when UPQG is forms of us. This is important to note. W infinity charges. Easy to write down from the following observation. As I said earlier, the observance of the theory, they are simply one property operators sandwiched between the value of these sine and the sine. So it's an easy exercise to see that the commutation relation of such values, okay, is this, and therefore the algebra of observables in the fermion theory, okay, is isomorphic to the agenda of the existing qualitative paper space. And what are operating possibilities in one of the paper space? That's simply a condition of purpose. All condition of purpose in one of the paper space. Okay. And that is the definition of the definitive agenda. So therefore, the pre-problem fails. That automatically carries the representation of the community agenda. And furthermore, and we can choose a particular basis, okay, which corresponds to the value class sense that I talked about earlier. As such, we take the non-party operators to be some polynomials from XIP. And then if you take the semi-positive limit, of course these commutators, they become Poisson vectors. And Poisson vectors, as you know, correspond to theoretical transformations. So the algebra of theoretical transformations of X space functions. That is what the symmetry algebra theory becomes. And in 2D configurations, theoretical transformations is the same as the area preserving transformations. Because theoretical transformations preserves dp wedge dq. So dp wedge dq equals dp prime wedge dp prime. It's the same statement also that the area is preserving. Okay. So the canonical transformations are the same as the area preserving different offices. And what do they do? Such different offices will change the shape of the fundamental. Okay. They change the shape of the fundamental. Semi-classically, of course, that's all they can do. But If you go to the quantum limit, if you go to the quantum algebra, then they can also cut the structs. So right now it's only changing the shape. If you go to the quantum limit, you can also cut different blob, given the problem, different blobs, take some fuzzy blob out, and it is interesting to me. Okay, so anyways, that was the agreement that I mentioned earlier. So now the correspondence is clear. Whatever what you could get. But the big part of this, of course, where are the discrete states of the two-dimensional factor in the relationship? We got the tangent, we got the W with the charges. They can both be rewritten down, we got the UTP play, and that, there will be others. Okay, so you know, of course, this is the U statement. Okay, so the U infinity and W infinity are slightly different. So so you have to take the limit of U and U in a certain way. Okay. So that what I would call U infinity, okay, increase the standard motion of the U infinity. So essentially there is already one part of the operators are already in a certain way. So I think it's related to that perhaps. But in any case, there is some way of taking the limits of infinity so that we put out the new infinity becomes the true. And the W infinity algebra is fairly straightforward. The right now the generators, okay, it's essentially on the limits of like x to the m, e to the n. And, but again, the completion of this, okay, the convergence of a series like A, M, N, S, B, P, S, B, A.
From your classical limits, that if you are not really the area,
that's
right. But given that's actually symmetry, they're actually committed to the NLW or whatever it is.
So the diagonals actually commute with the Hamiltonian. But the off-diagonals they are returned by their homogeneity. So they all have symmetry behavior.
Yeah.
It's a symmetry, it's an algebra, it's an Cox space or symmetry. So the homogeneity is one of them, W1 0. But strictly speaking, they can be the diagonal terms for each in the homogeneity. Okay, so now let me come to. So what is the lesson? The lesson so far is that we have a stated problem as a sort of reported candidate to describe emotional gross rate theory. We found that there is a resolving description with ball strength and ball permittance, which describes the stated problem completely. At all domains, and you can recover the string theory tachyon and the W infinity charges in terms of the string theory, but you still don't get the string strings and the that's the point. So yes, we can figure it out. The matrix function has open string. Now, so this was the proposal made by famous theorem of Cypher and Magnus Lorenzi in 2003, is that the matrix model also appears in the description of the same easy limits. So the plastic is needed to do that one and this easy limit sounds to me and has an existing pattern which is given by this convention. And when the action is okay, so for any number of these domains, the tachyon will become monomillion and it's n by matrix. And so you get this action where now the instead of n log square, you have an additional gauge field, because the gauge field will keep. The easier way also has a non-complicated gauge field. So if you integrate that out, then you get a similar structure of the sequence of matrix. This is what we have been discussing anyway so far. And that was the fermion. So that is the new incarnation of the matrix model. Okay. And you can do many things with it. For instance, you can find out the K products of the rolling tachyon. This is what was done by Norman Fermion Navicella. People say from here about, and they found that basically the technique for doing that was to look at the closed string emission vertices. Okay, so they found the logical emission vertices for the string tachyons. And if you use them and put the rolling tachyon logic emission at the boundary of the disk, you find out that the density is very difficult to post from back here, and the total energy of the decay product is 1. And so essentially that's because the number distribution of the atoms, as a function of the energy, as energy, it goes as 1 over b, and it's like that. So they argue that there must be cut off there. That the cutoff should be 1 over Gs. So the total energy of the decay product should be 1 over Gs, which would then agree with the energy of the nuclear value size. But of course, that was a G-string by 0 really calculation. So you couldn't find out anything like 1 over Gs. So what appeared to be infinity might as well have been 1 over Gs. So that was the argument. Then, of course, came the matrix problem. So Kramer has proposed that the digital domain should be regarded as a fermion and a matrix fermion, and they gave a picture of how that could describe the decay process. So let me rephrase, draw the picture of the tension the thing from the scene once more. So this red dashes are they denote the energies of fermions living near the fermion, and you put some fermion high on top, And you can see causes like it. So the funny idea is that the Chaitanya, which is going like this, has a motion towards the left, so towards the weak upper side. And as it goes there, it somehow becomes very interesting. So let me let's ask the following question. The Chaitanya that is weak energy level goes from the top, will of course remain there, it's an energy. Energy level doesn't constantly change in time. So it remains at that height. So how does it mix? It fits the red hand like this. So of course, my question, what happens to the power? Red band is not flat. The red band is not flat. So if you look at the directions to the relativistic wave function, if you look at any one of these energy levels and look at the wave function, of course, as I say, they are like relativistic to begin with, but you look at higher order dilatory directions. Those errors, they go as not just difference of energy in the Fermi level, but that difference is identified x squared. So the error is a function of x. Therefore, for the same amount of error, let's say 10%, you can go up like this. For 1%, you can go up like this. The relativistic band that actually funnels out. So although green line, that stays where it is, it does hit after the point, it is where it is. I will be happy to explain this just accept the claim that the relativistic band is not flat, it's like a funnel. Because the error does not depend only on the difference of energy, the buoyancy and that is fine. Okay, so now let us, as I have noticed, the DTQP theory that gives you a rather simple description of the rolling tachyon as the following. So I have written down the equation of motion and the constraint once more. Turns out that if you find the initial profile P naught of PQ, so it will satisfy these constraints. Then, if you take the hyperbolic motion of P and Q, so in other words, if you define P bar and Q bar like that, then this system satisfies the increasing solution of the system. So all you have to do is to find out some new option to satisfy the constraints. So that's what we will do range of the D-wave case. Again, I'm not writing the equation to explain the values of that. So let me first describe the, so that the space field density so far I have been talking about is something rather abstract. So let me give it a little more neat. So this is the field fallacy. So I gave you the first space field distribution of the field fallacy. There are exact formulas for this quantity in terms of the analytically continued finite functions and so on, I will not write them down, but I'll tell you how to compute them. So this guy is the expectation value in the field frequency of the quantum U-U-U operator. So there is a video test distribution operator, and you take the expectation value back in the field frequency. So this becomes a certain quantity which uses the first n energy eigenfunctions in the oscillator. This is all known stuff, but explicit expression is not important for us. Okay, now we should put from here. Essentially, we take off the top fermion and put them so I take a fermion from the top in this plane and put it here in a coherent state. It's not in a particular energy eigenstate, but in a coherent state of this something. When I say you should all know about, it's a minimum concept between wave function, with mean momentum P naught and mean position Q. That can easily match to the rolling pattern picture. So if it was here, essentially, the P naught is the amount of push that you have to give. Q naught is the distance from the top of the rotation. Roughly speaking, that's the thing. And so if that's the Fermion wave function, you can take again the expectation value of the U hat operator in that wave function and it turns up to just the tau scale. Okay. So that's anyway that's what we expect for this density function. That's tau scale around this P of 2.5 with wave utilized Gs. So that's what it is. So that's the our initial configuration, and we have to now try and translate it. So we try and translate it. So we take it through our parabolic motion. So we see now, so nothing happens to you at first because the field frequency, if all formulas keep moving, we are not going to. You want, on the other hand, you take this from here to here. And you can find out the explicit form by replacing P and Q to this things. These are all very, very explicit calculations that you can do. That's the nice thing about it. Know these one-point functions, etc., etc. And the final position of the fast is here. So it gets awfully distorted because the speed of the fermion here, the speed of the fermion is relative. So they are not moving at the same speed. So the fellows which are closer, because it's as it were, they move slower and these move fast. So they move faster. So it gets distorted. The main idea is that, so I claim that this process describes the conversion of a D0 into tandem. How? So the relativistic band which I have drawn in the energy versus coordinate picture, I can now draw the phases. If I can see where my new thing at all, this is where it is. So now, although the past is distorted in time, in some time of order 1, that is not the function of this string, in time after that, it comes here. And here, we know that the relativistic, the fermion wave function should become relativistic, etc., so the background description should be good. So here, it goes to D0 again, rather sharply defined, if the DCO payment comes down the top, it, you know, it becomes like a shallow experience, and it focuses the end, it's going to drop the cloud. With one more in time, it becomes a little bit of a strength, just keep track of it. Okay? Okay, so that's kind of what I said qualitatively, but you can actually plug in the value of the GPT and put in the kernel, which should give me the string fitted actor to make sure that the .dot.dot which appeared earlier, which they all are against. So the this equation becomes more and more exact, and you get that you are reducing the that gives you the actual description that you get back. This is the integral involving the Bessel function and the epsilon here, and you can know that, and energy and all of the energy which are finite and exist. So I should mention here that classical solution of UBT2 theory. You would like to say classical solution of UBT2 theory. I'm not using anything like the problem like that. And the classical solution reproduces 1 over GS and powers of 1 over GS. Okay. That's rather funny. But it's a non-competitive field theory. Okay. It's non-competitive parameter versus GS. That is why even a classical solution knows what it is. And it's a good solution. Last problem. Okay, so we can describe the ring again on the stuff.
There's no impact on the source of the brain. Doesn't the brain sort of this system?
Good point. I mean, this is a very important point. I'll come to that. Perhaps it does. Perhaps it doesn't. Perhaps it does expose discrete states, and the discrete states also begin with factors as well. From our contribution, it seems that if I wait long enough, then the free detail product is a factor. And the factors can account for the free energy as they can only be generated through the charges. So if there is a discrete state which doesn't begin with factors, there are contributions like the whole contribution of the system, which is here. And then you can get back to this one. That's an important question which we are trying to settle. Okay, so let us now talk about the detail as well. Success and failure story of discrete states and graphics, right? So, so let me just review very briefly the work of the system that's going on before. So that is the problem. So this is about gravitational interaction, how we can see gravitational interaction in matrix. So remember, the matrix normally maxless scalar and the string theory pattern, they were related by the Bessel function. So that's a Bessel function. What the problem? Suppose you have a tiny big fermion, which is looking like this. So in the X space, this green bit is green bit here represents that. From here, going towards more and more beginning development. That's what this one. If you plug a lift, like a vector function of the calcium, and by using that, this is what it is. It's a non-local thing. And the result of that is very interesting. You can't see this in the momentum space network that's not the same as the real direction, the function. It's more than non-local. Supposedly, the matrix formula for let me call that also the same thing. Matrix one, four tachyon scattering motion. And then apply this turning to all of these. The result is that in terms of S, the stream theory vector, which becomes non-local, exactly that sort of non-local which can be interpreted as an exchange of a vector. So that's what I said. Right? Clear of length oscillation implies longer interpretation attraction, which is the same as a virtual graviton, which is a good commentary, virtual discrete state or discrete configuration of the graviton.
Fine.
So this, of course, is the graviton. So this does seem to suggest that there is a graviton background vertex. That at least there is an off-strength graviton and background vertex. But it is true that if you compute them using the Hawking theory, at least from the list space, you seem to get. But this computation interpreted in the field field and the field 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 actually, yeah. So this seems to suggest that there is a graviton vector function for the same. Of course, I should say that here the kinematics is such that there is a kind of graviton. And this is his like so there is no meaning of an arrow for that one. But, so this sort of kinematic configuration is around, in which this guy hits down and goes on. What we're looking for perhaps, what you are looking for perhaps, is something like that. But that this only distinction is there only on ship. Off ship, I believe that there should be one just like that from this thing. So that's my answer.
Is it to look at the vision to say that the long run concept is not sharing
the same path? In CFT, okay, so. CFT came to IC.
Okay,
so was that what you were talking about? What I was talking about is this vertex. And I asked us who to capture this vertex, and he came out with the answer to you. And you know, my thinking is that there is something wrong with that relationship, and that we need to understand this one. But directly in the, I say, in the disk diagram of the discrete state. I don't know what to do. But the same suggests that at early times of this, the given the source that he has computed in which he says that the given gas source is not a scale field application, that the gas source is fixed. So okay, so this calculation of function state also that actually can be taken over to say the following interesting thing is that when you take the type 0D string theory, then there are two kinds of status, one is S minus and one is plus, and two kinds of breakpoints also in that. And you sort of guide through the similar calculation as in the previous slide, you find that this diagram, the constant that this is the double model of the screen, and this is the back end. And with this is a long range deviation here. And now, if you give a pair to this double model T, then this diagram collapses to something in which now the character moves the background at this end. So if the normal field has a there, it's like that would be the zero key. Because we have actually looked at that in the file, in a situation like this, in which the normal scheme, the field asymmetrical on the two sides of the potential. And we found, and we redid the computation of the Dacron population in that, we found that it exactly matched with the Dacron population in metric. And metric diagram in which the difference of energy was related to the sort of mass parameter of the metric. So it is possible, I believe, that either through this normal scalar or the Dacron itself to give rise to the real guaranteed situation. And the discrete space from. Yeah, so now that will be a question. The discrete states. How are these pieces from the easier one? Okay. So now, and we saw that at early times with zero planes, and we of course cannot be included with stack here, but then do they resource disputes? They resource discrete combinations. So there's a paper by Sen, who's in stream field theory, he seems to suggest that, but then. And in fact, we have different kind of results, but similar suggestion that the discrete states, you can take certain operators in the discrete states, and take the expectation value, and then the semi-classical limit of these expectation values precisely reproduce regions W minus SN. What is happens is representation in terms of derivatives of vector functions that we got. And we get, with some choice of operators in the latest body, so we have formal correspondence in which the discrete states reproduce the W minus W. This thing we seem to suggest also that the E is in the source discrete states, but that happened with our observation that the rolling tachyons seem to be entirely into tachyons. We seem to suggest that discrete states should go into tachyons, and in fact, when we finally reverse this statement, and I would say that for tachyons, then of course the discrete space, if you have exactly that sort of distribution of tachyon and volume plan, then you should have, you can create discrete space of tachyon, that there is this positive line on the sphere, which rotates. How we can do this. Simulation platform, the situation is weak. So I'll tell you one there are various ways you can try. And none of them really have worked satisfactorily. You can compute the partition function in this. And have all tendencies. It's not a DOI function. Because those are the keys. As against the Gaussian partition function, which some of the solutions are all the solution. This one doesn't. He then gave some hope initially to his boss, but he can make his life miserably by doing the following combination. The temperature of the combination factor is constant in the middle of the mass. As a result, the rate of energy loss in this energy spread is independent of the mass. Therefore, the total time of decay is equal to mass. Now, suppose that a T0 thing somehow extracts the black hole of the T0 thing. Then the mass would be like 1 over 2. However, you can easily compute the time that the fermion takes, starting from the longer distribution, to get to the radius you can. It's not perfect, just the one. So somehow it will slow down. So if this is the mechanism, okay, of isolated fermions building a sort of Fourier log, using isolated fermions, okay, all of that, you have to slow them down through time scale of our test. There is a faint possibility that if you put a whole lot of them, a little coherence potential of m degree events and take a new time scale limit in which m goes to infinity, as the brain goes to infinity, of course, even this in constant, where perhaps this line scale change, but this calculation has not been repeated yet, so I am not sure how it is. Thank you for patience. It's not quite like that much. So this is how it's called. This is how the equation is. Then you take a limit, a scaling limit, where only this function is given. So you get too near the maximum of the equation. You get a normal. That's how only keeping only up to minus C squared. Actually, so this is part of this scaling limit in which after the scaling, the D cube term, it has some following A or all those square limit or something like that. So the large limit is the For instance, why do you have from the point of view new interpretation? Why do you have to have very large at all? Why not the limits of one? Interesting. Why not the limits? So what more sorrow have you experienced? So can you tell us all the human things in the back of the mind? I don't have an answer. Maybe something needs to be making here. Perhaps you can be placed there. You can be more it is n equals 1 first. There is no sense in talking to
keep
it in
life.
If you take n equals infinity, then you know various infinities will appear in various places unless you do that. I mean, if you want to make that
is different. The way that you can do it is not that you can stand and shoot and you have to be cautious. Then you say, I want to do one thing, and then you want to learn from the process of your life. So you can do that same correct, that cool, so in the common concept. You might not just have the element of why you stay. You can get 5 million, or 5 years, 5 4 and so on. You just take the last one. And you don't get into the rest, you can only get the point of that.
So I'm just saying, why take that in scale?
Yes.
That's the name for it. So if there's no random surface area anymore, why take that in scale?
So, do you have any more?